episode 361, No One Better Than You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! How are you? Oh my goodness! Oh, hello! Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just a little bit overexcited. I know, we're back into the work week. We are back into the swing of things. And are you already feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling like stressed out, wishing, when's my next holiday coming up? Can Christmas not come right here again? Wouldn't it be nice just to rewind it all? Okay, maybe not all of it, but the time off would be really great. How are those Christmas decorations coming along? They're still out. Well, mine are still out. It's okay. You've got till at least January 6th. I mean, that's really when Christmas ends. And we could go way beyond that if you wanted to. I probably won't take mine down for another week or so. You know, it's just something about it. I enjoy the lights. It keeps me in the moment. And I think that's what we all need to continue to take with us as we go into this new year and the new you that you want to sit there and say, yes, I'm holding on to this. Let's do this. And I want you to do it. You know why? Because there's no one better than you. So I hope you're ready for some inspiration and motivation to keep you going in the direction of your journey. Because you know what? As moms, it gets totally tiresome sometimes. I don't care how much vacation you've had. I don't care how many holidays you've had. It is just because we've got the title called Mom. And even if we changed our names, I think it still would be kind of crazy, wouldn't it? So I want you to come in. I want you to take a few minutes. We're not going to make this a long one. We've had a few long ones here the last couple times. And I really want to keep this brief for you because this is about you. There's no one better than you. Think about it. You're in the middle of setting new goals, wanting more or something different this year than what you have right now. You know, but what happens is when we're doing that, we tend to look over our shoulders and see what everyone else is doing and how it's working or not working for them. What then happens is what? It's followed up by chasing someone else's dreams rather than your own. Are you chasing your own dreams or are you chasing someone else's dreams? Are you wanting to escape your world and that's the way to do it is to kind of live vicariously through someone else? Some of us live it through our children. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about when you're pushing your kiddos and you're like, oh, come on, you love basketball. And they're like, no, I don't. Oh, yes, you do. And they sort of do, but it's not their love. It's your love. And then we have those things where, oh man, I got this online business and I got this great idea. And you know what? So-and-so's doing it. And man, if I just follow what he's doing, oh, I know I can do even better. You've been there. You know what that's like, chasing someone else's dreams, living vicariously through someone else. But you know what? No one is better than you. In the moment, sometimes you just don't see it though. All seems okay, right? You look at things and you're like, oh, this isn't bad. I've got my focus. I know what my goals are. I know where I'm headed and where I'm going. But you know, this whole idea of when you're chasing somebody else's dreams, well, that can be applied to you personally, professionally, can be applied to directly your business, where you try to take your business and model, you know, your business after somebody else's business model. Maybe it's your family. Oh, well, gosh, they just seem to have it all put together. And I watch how she disciplines her children. Maybe I need to do exactly that. Maybe she's got the magic sauce. And for some reason, I missed it. In the moment, you don't see it. But guess what? There's no one better than you. Absolutely no one better than you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You were created to complete your journey here on earth, not somebody else's. You were here to be in the career that God had chosen for you, the direction that he's leading you. Not where, oh, well, I think this business model will work, so I'm just going to adopt it. I'm going to make it work. And I don't care what happens, I'm going to stick to this. Sometimes our stubbornness can get in the way. And then what happens? We lose what? The motivation. Because we're not getting the results that we want. Why? Because you're not doing it the way that you were created to do it. There's no one better than you. You have to put your own touches in your life. No, none of us are perfect. Are you a perfect mom? No, by all means, I am not a perfect mom. I make mistakes every single day. Now that my children are getting older, they call me out on it. Now we've got to kind of draw the line once in a while, like, oh, are you kind of being sarcastic with mom? Or are we really offering some constructive criticism? None of us are perfect. Life doesn't work out always the way that we think it should work out. But the thing is, no one does it better than you. There's no one better than you. You are your son's mom because you were supposed to be his mom. You weren't supposed to be Michael's mom from another family. It doesn't work that way. Yet you're like, but wait a minute, I've got all these challenges, and if only, no. There's no one better than you. You married a man. Now, some days you may be going, not sure that I really wanted to marry a man. That's being honest, right? Yeah, not sure I really wanted that man. He's kind of having a day, but at the same time, he would say the same thing about you, right? Yes. Two-way street. But at the same time, if you know that's the person and you love that person, you begin to learn how to work through things. No one better than you. A lot of times we like want to take the shortcuts. We don't want to have to work for the motivation. We don't want to have to work for the inspiration of continuing our journey. We just want it all to be easy. We want the simple roadmap that when you look over your shoulder, you know, when you're in class in the olden days, yeah, remember that when you were in school? And I don't know about you. Now, I honestly can say I did not cheat on a test ever. But you know those friends who did. The ones who would sit there and they'd kind of look over and their eyes would drift and they would try to grab an answer or two, especially in math. Because when in the younger grades, it'd be real easy. You know, as you get in the higher levels of math, a little harder because you have to show all your work. That's kind of harder to cheat on, right? But see, that's what we're doing here in life too. We're trying to look over and cheat a little bit. You're trying to create a shortcut that's unnecessary. You're trying to make it easy for you. I'm here to tell you, life is not easy. It's not going to be. You are going to have trials and tribulations and hardships. You're going to have roller coasters sometimes. But you know what? On that roller coaster, sometimes it can be a blast. And sometimes you're going to be like, yes, this is a lifetime of an adventure, and I'm loving it. And other times you may be like, whoa, I just need to get off and catch my breath. Your lifetime of adventure, it's all for you. It's your journey. There's no one better than you. Only you know what you want in life. And only you can accomplish your dreams, your goals. Only you can. No one else can. There's no secret sauce formula to how you can go on your journey. There's tools and strategies that you can apply. There's ways to keep you going when you take that little, you know, detour. And I got to take a pit stop and you took it longer than you wanted to. There's ways to get you back on track. But who's got to do the work? You have got to do the work. You can do the work. There's no one better than you. When you are given the gift of the day, that means after you go to bed and you wake up and you're alive and you're breathing, that's the gift of the day. It's another moment to thrive. There's no one better than you. You can do absolutely anything. Nothing is impossible. So today, when times get kind of rough, when the roller coaster seems a little bit jerky and the adventure isn't too fun, and you're like, no, I need to get off for a minute. Well, take a moment, get off. But don't forget to get back on, because you're on a lifetime of an adventure and you don't want to miss the blasts. You don't want to miss the good times. You don't want to miss the times that are going to mold you and shape you into what God absolutely has designed for your life. There's no one better than you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.